from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
All right, welcome back. It's hour 4 of the G-Back Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Shell Shack today on Henderson. Visit the Shell Shack nearest you for some delicious food and drink specials. Chief enjoying some chicken wings. I have some fried shrimp on my way here before too long. And the Arlington location has free parking for Rangers and Cowboys with a $48 purchase. So perhaps a great place to swing by if you're on your way to a local sports game. And we'll have more about Shell Shack here in the remaining 2 hours of the show. Jerry Jones and Dak Prescott going back and forth in the media. This is juicy, and we'll be back into that coming up at 5:20. We have the results of an anonymous agent poll as well. Did they put the Cowboys in the top 10 best-run organizations in the NFL? We'll get you the details on that, but it's time now for an edition of the finest. Here's the Chief.
Thank you very much, 877-881-1053. You're not the only team in the division that is going to be without one of their starting corners for a good chunk of the first month or so of the year. Eagles, James Bradbury, suffered lower leg injury during yesterday's practice. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks as well. You lose Bland, they lose Bradbury, and we will see how Dick Fangio and company respond at the helm of that filthy defense. And they just brought in a couple of rookie corners, so that's even more dependence on their two rookie corners that they just brought in. So that's going to be a lot to ask.
Yeah, I feel like they went big, but Bradbury's been a really good player. So I'm going to say that's advantage Cowboys as it sits right now. Bland will probably miss less time as well.
Looks like Dalvin Cook's going to be number 20.
Okay.
Number 20.
It's a good number.
As things stand right now. So, yeah, solid number. Certainly not the number 4, or I guess he was another 4 number earlier in his career. But the first time he's going to be number 20. So that'll be the case for him. But for the Giants wide receiver Malik Nabers, the rookie stud out of LSU brought us,
Did he change his number again?
Yes, he has changed his number. He was going to be number 9. That's what he was wearing throughout the preseason.
It's a good number.
But he is now going to be number 1.
Number 1.
The number.
That's available.
It's the Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah.
You know, of the Giants.
You know, I figure if I'm going to wear number 1, though, I kind of subscribe to the Dion philosophy that you got to be something. So maybe I'm planning on number 9, but after the preseason, if things are going great, and, you know, it's not going to cost me too much at this point, I'm making the switch.
Keep that 1 in your back pocket all preseason.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I was curious what Dalvin Cook's worn through his career. 33, 4, and 31. He wore 31 at the Ravens.
So he's never even been in the 20s.
Never been in the 20s. So either been 33, 31, or 4.
New look.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that guy eat. What he average last year?
3.2.
Yeah, but he had all those touchdowns, right?
He had 0.
Yeah, he was a short yardage guy. That's right. Converted a lot of third and fourth.
In 23, the numbers say 0.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Malik Nabers is now number 1, but who'd he take it from? Who'd he take it from, Broadus? That was a retired jersey number for the Giants.
Red Grange. No?
Legendary.
You know what's funny?
I love both your first two guesses.
Number 1. How far back can you go? But can you give me an era?
How far back do you have to go? You have to go almost. I mean, you have to go past your date of birth. Honestly, shocking as it is, all the way to the 1800s.
Well, they've only been around since 1925.
1934.
So this is 1934. Tuffy Lemons.
Never heard of that guy, but I love him. It's going to be
Kime. He was not the giant. Mel Kime was 7. But that was in the 30s.
Ray Guy. Flaherty.
Ray Flaherty.
Clearly not a household name in
not
the Broadest House.
No, not okay. For me.
Well, apparently he was good enough to have his jersey number retired, and now they are unretiring it. They're knocking the
dust
off. You
think they asked him?
I think they did.
Hey, Ray.
I know you can't hear me right
Ray.
Now.
Ray. Knock if you can hear us.
I don't know how much say Ray had.
Ray, 3 times if you want us to give your jersey up.
This guy Neighbors is the real deal, Ray. He's going to honor that number.
Yeah.
I know we had Daniel Jones were throwing it to him right now. But
owner of the team
me.
Back then, too. Timmy Mara, owner of that Giants team. Some great names.
See, I wonder if they gave Timmy Mara that number one just because they I never remember anybody from the Giants. Maybe that's why, because of the 30s. But I never, ever remember. Maybe, you know, because of the owners. They always say they put up a jersey, like an honorary jersey for him, and it might be.
Yeah.
Now, with like a Tom Landry, they put up the fedora, you know, and not a jersey. You know,
I like that fedora.
Yeah. So
but you have to have something about you that is.
Yeah. But, like, yeah. And Timmy Mara, you know. You know what I found interesting? Have you, real quick, if I could tell
you. There's something interesting about Timmy Mara?
No. Well, yeah, maybe about the Maras. Because Wellington Mara, like, who owns the team? I don't know if Wellington Mara is still with us.
If your name's Wellington, I don't believe
Wellington
you're
Mara,
still
anyway,
with us.
How about this? His dad, his Wellington Mara's dad took him to a Giants playoff game, and Wellington got sick because they were standing in the shade during the game.
It's too cold?
Allergic to the
shade? It got too cold. He caught a really bad cold. And Mrs. Mara, his mom, said, hey, no more. So that's why the Giants stand in the sun,
huh?
At the stadium. Like you play, like as the visitors, you go in there early game. You're in the shade. They're in the sun, and it has to do with Wellington Mara's mom saying, "Hey, no more not standing in the shade. He's not going to get sick anymore."
I think the boy got polio, if memory serves me right.
Well, that was a fun fact.
He honestly held the elevator for me one time. An owner held an elevator for me one time. Wellington Mara, he stuck his arm. I was running around the corner at Giant Stadium, and I go, whoa, whoa, whoa. And all of a sudden, this like Navy blazer arm comes flying out of the elevator.
Hmm.
And I turn the corner. It's damn Wellington Mara with a security detail. And I go, I just stopped. He goes, get on, son. Come on. We're going up. And I go, Mr. Mara, I'm really sorry. He goes, no, welcome. He saw my cowboy sweater, polo. And he said, oh, come on in, welcome. You know, I was like, I just sat there, and everybody was looking at me like he literally, like you see this blazer arm come out to stop the elevator from going.
Great reflexes.
People are very polite like that.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great story. Thank you for sharing that, because now it's a fun fact. Anytime we see our team standing in the shade and the
Giants are
the
dying
sun,
over there.
Like that. Okay, so we know that Tom Brady is efforting to be a part owner of the Raiders.
They haven't approved that yet, have they?
That portion of it hasn't been approved yet, but they have put together a presentation detailing what it's going to look like if Brady is approved, where he's a part owner of a team and he's also a broadcaster, right? So wearing both hats, what is that going to mean? Well, he will be restricted quite a bit. So
does he put it in Jack's name?
No, I think, I mean, maybe there's a loophole that he can do.
Yeah, he's got a son.
He's a Patriot, for goodness sake. I'm sure he'll find a loophole here. But in the meantime, as it stands, the restrictions, Brady would not be permitted to be in another team's facility at all.
Well,
I know. Just
how
hang
does
on.
He call the game?
Exactly. So would not be permitted to witness practice, would not be permitted to attend broadcast production meetings, either in person or virtually. And the lack of access to coaches and players before games could be the most severe restriction, because those meetings at which a broadcast crew meets with the matchup's head coaches and key players are often a lifeblood of insight for the telecast. Yeah. So, and also, he would be prohibited from publicly criticizing game officials and other clubs. So while Brady could, in theory, state that he disagrees with a call on air, he would be subject to fines or even a suspension if he went too far. He would be subject to the league's gambling policy as well, and then he would be subject to the league's anti-tampering policies. He would be permitted only, quote, strictly social communication with members of other clubs.
Wow.
So it would be very restricting to his access as a broadcaster. Now, maybe he doesn't care about that. Maybe Fox doesn't care about that. Or maybe they absolutely do. I don't know how much of a roadblock this is going to be for him. Maybe he finds the good old-fashioned loophole, which is a hell of a hole to find in a time like this. And it wouldn't be his first time finding that particular hole.
I heard that upon hearing this news, Tony Romo is applying to be a minority owner of any team in the NFL, just so we can get a license to mail it in a little bit more. But jokes aside,
I didn't feel like
Ebersol is cheering for you. So
I didn't feel like that was a joke.
Really?
I felt like there was some seriousness to that comment.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I don't think you need to do that. That's going to give you, like, one thing a game. You're like, well, you know, they told me, look for this play in this situation.
Right.
As long as you're committed and you got some gravitas about you, which Tom has in spades, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, that's just going to be...
We still need Tom to come on our pregame show.
Yeah, Tom, you didn't get to meet with McCarthy or Dak.
So, yeah, we have to be careful with that first question. Hey, Tom, when you got to meet with the Cowboys, what...
he wouldn't get to say anything.
He wouldn't get to say anything. By the way, I haven't met with the Cowboys.
Well, that's the former Patriots quarterback. The current one, his name, Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby Brissett.
He got the nod over Drake May. And listen, I think it was one of those deals along the way. They were doing the Patriots and Gerard Mayo, rookie head coach. They were doing the math equation, and they botched it. But then at the end, they still came up with the right answer. And they're like trying to show their teacher their work. Like, I got the right answer. Don't worry about all the work in between. Because one day it's Drake May's the best quarterback in camp. The next day it's Brissett. The next day I haven't told him. The next day we're going to talk about it. The next day we're going to think about it. But it's Jacoby. But of course he's our guy until Drake May, who's been better, is going to be our guy. And maybe that'll be this week. But it's not. It's back to Jacoby Brissett. It's exactly what they should do in a situation like this, where their offensive line is a joke. And maybe it's 3 weeks, maybe it's 6 weeks, maybe it's 8 weeks, but you put a little pause there before throwing Drake May to the Wolves. I'm in favor of the end decision, but these last couple of weeks have been a little bit funny as they've tried to connect the dots here. But Jacoby Brissett is now your starting quarterback with the Patriots.
Patriots end up with the first pick this year, yes or no?
I'll bet on them.
Yes or no, Cheekton?
Oh, gosh.
First-year head coach, bad quarterback situation, not a lot of talent, no receivers.
And I think they have a brutal schedule. So, yeah, I'll co-sign that.
Okay.
Though they brought in Joe Mazzulla, Celtics head coach, now a champion, he came and observed, did a little job shadowing of Gerard Mayo, perhaps gave him a championship speech there heading into the season. Now, of course, this isn't going to matter.
Told him to watch a movie over and over and over again.
Yeah, probably watch The Town together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so he's obviously not going to propel them to any sort of championship stratosphere this year. But the idea of champion head coach in my city, and I'm going to bring him in and oversee things and try to sprinkle a little championship dust. Should McCarthy have had Bochy limp on out to the practice field one of these days at the Star and, you know, put a little championship dust on our Dallas Cowboys? I don't know. Gerard Mayo's doing it.
Mayo one and done.
Mayo is not going to be one and done. Robert Kraft is too crafty for that.
Oh.
A couple, 2-3 years.
He's not a hands-on guy, is he? Bob Kraft.
He himself is not, but he does love those folks and skill sets around him.
He knew he appreciates your top 10 list today.
That's strong. He knows how to say Peking.
He's got some favorites.
Making light of human trafficking again.
Hey, jeez, well, Dawson, I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, and neither was Robert, okay? He was. That was all alleged, all right? He got caught in the crosshairs on something. He was just trying to be in and
man,
out.
Oh, man, I quit. I'm out.
Hey, you seriously don't think after, like, Bochy wins a championship, you don't bring him to practice, sprinkle a little championship dust?
You don't
absolutely.
Bring,
you do,
yeah.
right?
Especially local
I
guys.
I think the fact that you didn't let the, that you didn't get to sit on the couch to start the season.
I just want
to
hang out with them more than anything. You know, we're just going to have some fun.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Well, we're not
the
having fun
guys
with
over
you
here.
Broadcasting today.
Boach over here.
Let's just do it. Man.
You don't like what I'm putting down today, Brian?
I think this is some of my best work.
What platform are you running on today?
Broadus, how many podcasts were you on before the show today?
None. I got a couple after. Got David Hellman on afterwards.
Dude, you nice, dude.
Yeah. He won't come on this show because of Dawson.
Yeah, I totally understand that. I do just need to.
You got like that.
Matter of fact, anybody that I asked, it's a big, you know, we call the whales around here. They don't want to, like, who's that Dawson?
Oh, yeah. Dawson's out? Sure, I'll join you.
There
two
you
segments?
When's Gavin on vacation?
Do a power hour. I'll come in studio, as a matter of fact.
Oh. That's an honor.
That's
an honor. I don't want to talk to these clowns anyway.
He's like Brady with the pregame production
he's
meetings.
He's so
like,
happy.
I don't give a damn.
Nobody appreciates not having guests more than Dawson. Oh, he canceled? Oh, damn.
The Washington Commanders have removed the Sean Taylor installation at their stadium.
Oh, no, we're getting a new statue.
And they are working a new statue. It wouldn't be new. It would be the first time they put a Sean Taylor statue. The first one was a mannequin.
The
as
mannequin?
Half-assed as anything anyone's ever
weird.
Done.
Yeah.
Except for the top 10 list today that I did in Walchuk's place. So that's good news, man. I'm excited about that. One redeeming quality about the Commanders. We found it. There's going
to
be at
Taylor,
some point
he
Sean Taylor.
A real statue. Yeah.
A real statue.
Can't believe what.
They don't look like Indians to me.
Can't believe what Dak had to say about Jerry's thoughts about his contract status. We'll update you on that. Take a look at everything breaking. There's an anonymous agent survey that's out with some juicy stuff in there. Maybe we'll get into that as well. LA Live's coming up at 5:40, and we're back here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Works left. Number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Fan. All right, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Back Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And we are live at Shell Shack, free valet in Dallas with a $150 purchase. It's a great place to hang out here on Henderson, a Shell Shack, one of our favorite locations to come broadcast from. We'll be here all the way until 7 o'clock. Salute to your buddy there from Tolbert Garage Door. It brought his kids over here for something delicious to eat. Salute to you, sir.
The OG.
Shell Shack, Tolbert. A lot of great Tolos have checked in so far, and we'd love to see you. Okay, I don't think... You know, I've felt this less certain about Dak Prescott being back with the Cowboys after what he said today, reacting to, you know, things Jerry Jones said last night. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Rangers won all three games between us broadcasting our 90-minute show yesterday and going on today. So congratulations to them. They got just what the doctor ordered, 3 against the Shy Sox in about 30 hours' time, and they just flat-out took care of business. Actually, about 25 hours' time. Three games.
Yeah.
It's damn impressive.
It is.
Kicked a lot of ass in a one-day period. Corey Seager got home run number 200 for his career. and he threw a dude out while sitting down from shortstop.
They're calling it the tush toss.
The tush toss. That was incredible. We had maybe the most dramatic regular season home run rob, courtesy of our guy Janko.
What a beast.
And we had a Jack Leiter game. He made it to the fifth inning. Which is progress. So there's some good stuff there going on with the Rangers, and Kumar Rocker was just stupid good. Five innings, struck out 10 guys, allowed one hit. See you later. So hopefully, I think Kumar Rocker has like 19 more innings they want him to pitch this summer. So maybe we'll get, you know, a big league starter or something like that. I feel like you've got to bring Kumar Rocker up here just to see how he would handle the big league hitting and then give him an offseason to work on whatever he needs to.
What if Kumar Rocker is our Paul Skeens?
Mm-hmm.
What if that big-bodied son of a gun from an SEC school comes in here and now...
He's trending that way. He's hitting triple digits.
And he's, you know, I mean, we've seen what Paul Skeens can do. And yeah. Kumar Rocker, when you watched him pitch at Auburn... Excuse me, Auburn. His dad played football at Auburn.
And the NFL.
His dad, yeah. Well, his dad played. I watched him play on the sidelines. But, yeah, this guy, maybe that's our Paul Skeens. Maybe that's our big, powerful guy that, you know, all of a sudden kind of just takes his staff, you know, by storm.
I'm thinking next year DeGrom, Cy Young, Rocker, Rookie of the Year. That's not too much to ask for based on how things are trending right now.
Got to be kidding me. I think so. I mean, I'd love to see him have success. The success he had at Vanderbilt was unbelievable.
Yeah, you know,
him and Jack Leiter pitching back to back was that was a hard combination to deal with, you know, in the SEC.
The only concern now is the injuries. You know, he had the shoulder, then the elbow. But they're saying this is the most touted Rangers pitcher since Neftali Feliz, who was one of the best closers in baseball for a year or two. And then he started and was actually, you know, maybe five or six games into his career as a starter, was just lights out. And then everything fell apart with injuries and stuff. We never heard from him again. But this is the best pitching prospect that we've had coming through the system here in a decade, or 15 years, actually.
10 punch outs in your Triple-A debut.
Yeah.
Throwing nasty gas, commanding the heck out of it. I mean, the swing and miss is off the charts. This dude is, this is ace potential.
ERA under one in AA, had like 38 strikeouts and four walks. He just blew through AA like it was nothing. If he does the same thing in AAA for like two more starts, I think you got to bring him up here in September and see how he reacts.
Well, would they not bring him up to keep the control? You know, is there a certain date that if he comes up, he gets a year of credit?
You'd have to wait until the first month is done from next year. So you'd have to wait two more months of baseball. I just think that if he is this good.
Yeah. You're going to a year? You're going to burn a year of control? I don't know if the rule. Because remember, they always talk about not bringing guys up.
Yeah, they do that with guys all the time.
Yeah, and they talk about, they say, well, hey, we don't want to bring him up because you lose a year of control.
Yeah. If you wait just a month next year, it's really dirty to do to the players.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if this Rangers organization, the way that Ray Davis, you know, watches money, would be thinking along those lines. I think maybe you could bring him up in September, you know, for one start and not have it impacted, though. That's something to look into. Yeah. Dak was asked about Jerry, who yesterday said, you could easily say if you haven't seen it by now, you haven't seen it. He said, I mean, I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. Doesn't really hold weight with me.
Mm-hmm.
The Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line is open. I just want to know, like, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely do you think it is, with 10 being the most likely you're convinced Dak is gone, that you think he's not going to be with the Cowboys in, you know, 2025?
I mean, I've been sitting at probably like a 6 to 7 out of 10 that he's gone for a little while now. I just think the writing's on the wall, and unless an unforeseen postseason run for the ages goes down this season, then I think that ultimately the rubber will have met the road and the dollars will get so high in unrestricted free agency. I knew there was a 0% chance that this deal was getting done before the season started, unless the Cowboys went over the top heavy with what we're talking, 60 right now. It's like, no, if it was 63, 64, 65 per year, maybe they would say, okay, we'll go ahead and sign that now just for the security. But the Cowboys aren't doing that, and I don't think Dak and his team are signing anywhere close to less than that right now. So they will get to unrestricted free agency. That number will balloon. What we're talking at 60 now, I'm telling you, is going to be 70. And the Cowboys are not going to want to do that.
And Dak is clearly willing to. He's shown it. He's said it. He's talked about it. He's fine with moving on. And you can understand from his perspective why he would be that way. So this makes plenty of sense for me. And I understand why Dak's saying what he's saying, because CeeDee Lamb, I mean, that contract's going down. And Jerry, every time he's at the microphone, man, he's coming across pretty stern. A little bit more prickly than usual. Like, no, I don't have any urgency. And so should CeeDee Lamb have bought into that? Of course not. He got exactly what he wanted. Yeah. So from Dak's standpoint, you're like, yeah, why would I listen to anything Jerry has to say? Now, it's the fact that he said it. Yeah. Is now where you're at the point where, okay, Dak is at that place now where he's willing to lend voice to things that he's probably kept in his brain for the last few years, but now he's like, I don't care if I'm gone. I know I'm getting bagged somewhere.
We need Jerry to man up on his son and have him stop running this thing like the most important thing is to manage the salary cap. You know, Jerry didn't have any problem going for it before Steve had such a prominent role in the team. Brian, you know that.
Yeah, this to me, there's a couple of ways I'm looking at this. If Dak Prescott does sign here and they're going to go, wow, okay, great, you got it done and all that. You know, and they'll circle back and ask Dak about the comments that Jerry made and stuff like that. And I think both Dak and Jerry both will say this is just business. This is just business. There's plenty of people that Jerry Jones has done business with that doesn't listen to him, probably doesn't like him. But because they had to do the deal to get, you know, to get where everybody needed to be, that they were willing to get it done. You know, so I don't think – I'm not going to read into it that much. I just think there – I think there's just – I think it is legitimate, though, with these – the things what we're hearing, though, that Dak Prescott is to that point of where he's looking at it and going, you know what, if it's somewhere else, great. If not here, fine. Everything's good about it. So I just kind of feel like that both sides have probably made their mind up, you know, about, okay, we'll negotiate on this, but, you know, if it works, it works. If it doesn't work, then I'll move on, you move on, and everybody's okay with that.
My opinion right now is that we're just seeing Jerry negotiating harder because of how hard Dak and the agent negotiated back at them last time and continue to do.
Absolutely.
Right now. So he's like, hey, you know, we're not friends. We're not working through something. This is bull versus bull,
yeah.
And this is how I negotiate now, right? I'm going to tell the fans maybe a little bit more of the truth about your playoff record than you would like to hear.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's going to be just like Jerry and CeeDee yesterday. Today hugging,
yeah,
like, boy, you really gave it to me, and yeah, that was tough, and
I totally,
you know, that's
agree.
Just business.
I totally agree. Both sides, if they get this done, it will. The media will ask about this, and both Dak and Jerry will say it's business.
Yeah,
and you know, we're all supposed to laugh it off and move on and all, but I think deep down inside, I think Dak Prescott is not happy about things that are said, and.
Yep.
Dak has got to the point now. It's like, listen, if I don't speak up, I'm not going to let him say stuff about me.
Yeah.
If I'm no longer here, I want him to know that I'm an SOB about this negotiation.
For sure.
You know, I'm not going to just sit there and be quiet as Jerry says things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if this is my final year here, you didn't appreciate me.
Well, I love that he said I stopped listening to things that he said years ago, because I really feel like Jerry has lost some of his credibility. And with him saying nobody could do this job better than me, with him saying we're all in and sort of insisting that his alternate reality is reality has been tough to digest.
Yes.
And I think Dak coming in with the windmill dunk on top of him continues to hammer home that point. You know, I don't think Jerry has the gift of gab so much that he can spin up a new, like, really credible narrative out of thin air and sell the fans on it. But I do think what Dak also pointed out inside of that was there's Jerry in the media, mm-hmm. and then there's Jerry talking to me on my phone or in his office. And those are two different things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that both guys are taking good shots at each other.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's part of negotiations. You know, all you got to do is find that one common thing, that common ground, and get it done.
Yeah.
And both parties have to want to get it done. You know, the Cowboys have to make an offer. Dak has to accept the offer. And if he doesn't, you know, Dak's probably in a boat right now where he's looking at it and goes, you can't, there's no amount of money you can offer me that's going to make me resign with you.
Okay, but I think I totally agree with you. I think both sides are playing the, you really have to consider what it's going to be like if I don't want to be back. you know?
Yeah, no.
And Jerry's saying, you have to consider what it's going to be like to move to Seattle. Is that what you want to do for an extra couple of million dollars after, you know, everything that we've been through together, built a decade-long relationship? You want to hold our feet to the fire while we're trying to build a championship roster around you? Fine, maybe we'll let you go. And Dak's like, you're not going to, you know, support me.
You're not going to bully me.
After you've given me no running game and no defense arriving in the playoffs. So you don't want to pay me now, too? Mm-hmm. Well, you have to consider what life's going to be like without me. And that's the fear that you try to drive in your opponent's mind. I just think it's two of the absolute best negotiators that we're seeing in all of sport right now go head-to-head.
I think right now that Jerry Jones is upset that they keep getting to these negotiations at the end and the players seem to keep winning them. And, and it's nice that they're getting them done. You know, it's nice that they're getting it done, and I know people over there are very sensitive to that. Mm-hmm. But to me, it's the fact that they get to these negotiations and then all of a sudden it's like, well, it looks like the player won this one. Looks like the player won this one. Player held out. You know, I think it bothers Jerry Jones a little bit that the people around, you know, the agent community are like, just wait on Dallas.
Yeah.
Just wait. Don't do anything. And I think that bothers him a little
bit. Well, I think this organization needs change, and I don't think the quarterback's the biggest issue, but if they do decide to change there, I'll be excited about what the future could have.
Sure.
817, I hope you're right, and he goes.
See, that's where I believe. I said this earlier. I think there's 50% of the fan base that's pretty much on board with don't pay him $60 million. And then there's the other half. It's like, if you don't, we're going to quarterback purgatory.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I'm a dad now. Dak is cold-blooded, says the 214 in quotations. Yeah, I think being a dad changes you, but I also think he's just great in business. 810, Eric is right on this. Dak's getting 65 mil at minimum.
Sure.
Can they not tag him, ask the 214?
Nope, no. Tag or trade? Nope.
Gavin, move on from this. Next week, Jerry will not remember what he said. It's time for Jerry to go fishing with Joe Biden. Okay. If Trey Lance was an attempted threat, cost Jerry a fourth-round running back. I know. That one's tough. And maybe it was worth it at the time, but the farther that goes on, it's just not a credible threat.
They could have taken a running back in the third round. They took Leofau. You know, and we'll see. I was very critical of that when we were doing the draft show. I was like, man, I don't know. There's these backs that I'm kind of looking at. I didn't have Leofau graded as highly. Leofau might end up being a really nice player for you.
254, got plenty of defense in 21 and 20. Running game is the only reason he stayed in 2016. You didn't have Micah Parsons. You didn't have Diggs. You couldn't take the ball away. You weren't getting enough sacks. You couldn't stop the run. And after Zeke had been in the league for like 2.5 years, he died. You know, as far as being that game-changing type of player, they were benching Tony Pollard. You compare his running game and his defense to the teams that are making the NFC title game, and you are going to see that the Cowboys are getting exactly what they build. And then they try to blame it on Dak or a coach or something. It is the G-Back Nation. We're live at Shell Shack. Late night happy hour every night, 10 to close. This is a great time to come in here, bring the family for dinner, get some shrimp, some crab, some lobster. Some mud bugs. They got crawfish. And we're back with L.A. Live. Lucius, where are you taking it tonight?
Hey, man, it's a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night edition here in L.A. Live. I got a whole lot of stories surrounding the women's.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Shell Shack on Henderson. Come on by for some delicious food, some great drink specials. Just check at the board every day. I mean, you got all kinds of great stuff. I could go for a Jaeger bomb right about now.
Whoa.
It's been a few years. That'd get the party started, wouldn't it?
That's a nice out-of-retirement drink.
Speaking of getting the party started, as we're live here at Shell Shack on Henderson, it's time now for L.A. Live. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Hey, you not drinking for how many years you haven't drank and then just getting a Jaeger bomb? That's crashing out, bro.
Yeah.
It's crashing out, man.
That's going like vegan for a long time and then getting a triple cheeseburger with bacon.
Yeah, you wildin'. You wildin' right now.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into a Thirsty Thursday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you square.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. Let's go. It'll make you dance some of everything.
Let's go.
Hi, my name is Tiny Macy, and I'm a backslider. Y'all pray for me. Bible said the food on the fool makes the mocks out of God. He's nothing to be played with. And food and heart says there's no God, but God is real. I used to come home drunk from school, laying up with men, out there prostituting, having all this in my mouth.
Oh,
licking
no.
Balls.
Oh, honey. Look out.
Amen. Remember me in prayer.
That's right. Amen. Remember me in prayer. All the time. This is LA Live for Thursday, August 29th, 2024. It is a Thirsty Thursday Ladies Night Edition here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Hold up. Hey. Says here, more women are skipping college to make six figures as electricians, car mechanics, and truck drivers, boys.
Wow.
Dude, the trades is just so on fire right now with the six-figure potential. You know, I got buddies who have been, like, struggling. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. This job, that job, this job. Boom. Getting into a trade. Next thing you know, 9 months later, they're printing cash.
It is.
Wow. Yeah.
Man, I
salute
admire,
to you guys.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I admire every man that's out there getting it with his bare hands and his brain.
Yeah.
I admire you. Vocational school enrollment shot up 16% last year, reaching a record level right there. Records, folks. You're looking at records. And 11.6 of those who completed an apprenticeship program in the U.S. were female.
Wow. Nice.
How about
get some
that?
Ladies on the job site, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for it, ladies. Keep hustling out of here, working hard. What do you do, like, if your girl does that? Do you get your girl some steel-toe boots? Maybe I bought you some steel-toe boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A wallet chain.
What you get?
You work at home on your laptop all day. She's coming home after a long day of being in attics throughout the summer.
Yeah, exactly.
I appreciate you're like, honey, you. Where the, when's dinner going to be ready, honey?
Babe, if you would, could you change my spark plugs this weekend for me? Love
yeah.
So much.
You call your wife when you have a flat tire.
Yeah, babe!
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Bring that hydraulic jack that you always use.
She probably already left you. You know, needed a hiring and job, take care of everything herself. I bet all these all the ladies in these trades have a sketchy relationship history.
You think so?
Talk back a lot.
I see the truck driving girls on Instagram. They usually yeah. have a what is that? A link thing? A link tree?
Oh,
a link
yes.
tree means that you know you get all their little social medias plus the little extras brought us. A little link tree. So
I'll tell you what, the TikTok truck driver ladies are pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
hilarious.
The way they're getting the way they can wheel them trucks around. I'm impressed.
Yes.
The way they back them in and out of those things. I mean, like, they're like.
While working a CB?
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm like going, gosh, dang, that gal. She just hops right up in there, boom, hits some gears and moves that thing. And just, I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'd rip something off. I'd tear something off. There's no way I could do that.
Yeah, there's definitely a hell of a skill out there. A
lot of skill.
Riding them big old trucks around.
A lot of skill.
Got your bill of sale and Bill Layton and all that good stuff. I got hazmat on here. Breaker 19.
It's a one tight fit.
Big Marge. Hey, Gen Z has been dubbed the tool belt generation, by the way.
Okay. They got to be handy. They don't have the money to pay somebody to fix their stuff.
Is that what it is?
Is that what that is?
They said that they're like skipping the college situation.
Oh, I see.
Skipping
the
college.
It just doesn't pay off, you know. You go to college and you get yourself a degree and you're ready to enter business as a marketing or sales guy, and the income is half of what you could get in one of these trades.
Yeah,
you know, with a 9 month type of apprenticeship. One of the greatest cons. I don't know if it's con or brainwashing or just good marketing, but the idea that you had to have a college degree to be something.
Yeah.
You're going to be nobody if you don't have a college degree. I think. You know, my parents bought that hook, line, and sinker in that baby boomer generation, and they pushed that on us hard.
Yeah.
I think my mom still has shame that I didn't graduate college.
Yeah, 100%. You got to make the family proud, son.
Yep.
Got to get that college degree so you can work at T-Mobile. Be a store manager.
Yep.
G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at
Lucky Lucius P. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S. I see the New York Times spelled, they wanted to say Luscious, but they spelled Lucius. I seen that. I wanted to call them out. But like, that's my name. You spelled it wrong. Yeah, and you can hit me up on Lucius Alexander on Facebook and follow us all. You find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner of G-Bag of the Day, I believe this is day two for this guy. It's King James, LeBron James. Says Bronny, his son, will not be able to call him Pops or Dad at work.
What's your working relationship? Is he going to call you Dad at practice in the locker room?
No, we already laid that. No, we already laid. No, he can't. We already laid that down. He cannot call me Dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the practice facility and the gates close, I could be Dad again. Okay. In the car if we ride together. Okay. At home, I could be Dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Bron.
Okay. 2-3.
Or... you know, go if he wants to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him. But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long. Yeah. It's not like I've been calling, hey son. Yeah. Like, yeah, so yeah, it's yeah. easy for me. It's gonna be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court and he'd be like, Dad, push the ball up, Dad, I'm open, Dad. Come on. Yeah.
I do think that'd be cool though.
Yeah.
Call me Goat.
Dad.
Call me Goat.
Yeah. 2-3. 2-3 is hilarious to me.
They get out of practice. He's like, all right, Dad, I got to talk to you about this egomaniac that I work with.
Yeah.
He's got this bald as bud.
Trying to trade all my friends.
He walks like a duck, but he's real fast. And he's hella athletic. It's crazy. Hey, is the great Cheryl Swoops Caitlin Clark hater?
I definitely allegedly.
Critic?
It sounded like allegedly right now.
She's got journalism. They've got podcasts on our platform, right?
Yeah, but listen,
like the queen of the courts?
Listen, the internet's eating her up right now because they think she's a... unless she put out a statement saying, oop, there was a mistake. Here's what happened. WNBA legend Cheryl Swoops made things a little awkward during Tuesday night's broadcast. This happened during the Dallas Wings and the Las Vegas Aces game. Shout out to Dallas for getting one in right there. Snuck one past the goalie. Play-by-play man Ron Thurlin. He mentioned Caitlin Clark winning Player of the Week. And then Cheryl Swoops on the broadcast just goes radio silent. She just disappears. Or as Chris would say, dis-a-effing-peers.
There's a freak appeared.
Got to go to the Players of the Week. Both of them had outstanding weeks. And they're the next two opponents to the Wings. Caitlin Clark will be here on Sunday for the week. Averaged 25. And Avisa Collier averaged over 25. And, of course, the Lynx here Friday at 6:30 on Ion. And then the Fever come here at 3 o'clock before a sellout crowd. Tough stretch for Dallas.
Wow.
Coming into the second half of the season, they had the hardest remaining schedule. Love.
Says nothing.
Nothing. Nada.
I'm just waiting for a word or something coming from Cheryl Swoops' camp. Maybe she was picking her nose at the time.
Yeah.
Maybe she was having a mic situation, she's trying to plug up. I don't know. Don't tell me the great Cheryl Swoops is a hater. You're a six-time All-Star Swoops. Don't let it get to you. I don't know.
Yeah, you just got to drop in, even if you're gritting your teeth when you say it. Yeah. You just got to throw out some type of compliment there.
Say something, man. Say something. Oh, Ronda Rousey.
So polarizing. That's probably the most polarizing basketball player of our time.
And I think that's more for the media and people take it out on her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, anyway, she has great court vision. When I watch her play, I am amazed by those passes. Because I didn't even see those lanes open up. And I'm watching them like, whoa, whoa!
I think she's like a female Steph Curry, you know?
Yeah.
Where it's so good at the passing and shooting component of it that she might, you know, do what no other players that size have ever been able to do.
Yeah, I'm not a
combination of size and speed.
I'm a big fan. Big fan. I like watching her play.
Me too.
Ronda Rousey apologizes 11 years later for sharing Sandy Hook conspiracies.
Whoops.
Yeah, she was doing an Ask Me Anything on Reddit to promote her new graphic novel, whatever that is.
Yeah. Sounds promising.
Yeah.
Quite the pivot.
Where's Jesse Holly?
And every question was about Sandy Hook on her Ask Me Anything. It's really, it's kind of embarrassing. It's really funny to read. One fan said, "Hey, Rhonda, big fan. Who would you rather face, Nunes for the rematch or the families of the Sandy Hook victims?"
Oh, my God.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah.
You know what? What's crazy about that story is all the people that said that still believe that it wasn't real, and that the like the mainstream media and the courts are pressuring them into capitulating, you know, to avoid the lawsuits.
Yeah, they don't want me to tell you the truth.
Yeah, this is what they do to suppress the truth. Yeah. No, it's not that a court of law determined that it was all made up lies. It's the other thing.
Graphic novel is a comic book. Yeah, yeah. They said some comic book guy was helping, but. Well, hey, what's the graphic part? When is that? Is it going to be some killing? Some killing? Yeah,
what all goes in there?
Is she making herself like a superhero?
Yeah, what's going on here?
Ron, been one of those for over a decade.
Somebody also said, who is your favorite Jones? Tom, Alex, or John? Referring to Alex Jones because he's the one that pushed that Sandy Hook conspiracy out there first. Mm. Yeah.
He led from the front on that one.
Big Alex Jones right here. The big balls on Alex, baby. All right. Looks like I'm up against it, y'all. My name is Lucius Alexander. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. I'll be back here tomorrow. I holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. How would you feel right now about some delicious shell food? Maybe some shrimp, maybe some crab, maybe some lobster, maybe some mud bugs, plus $3 Yingling Budweiser, Heineken or Shiner, $3 bottles right now. They got great drink specials here at Shell Shack. We are live on Henderson in an hour of show to go. Where are we going next, Chief?
Let's see here. We have let's hit you with a little college football super segment. We get going tonight. It's week one, ladies and gentlemen. Shedeur Sanders just got more bag, and Johnny Football's doing something special this weekend. That's next year in the Nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.